Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk, Hour 3. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. You can call in at 855-LAW-RADIO. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. And I do reiterate the word only, so don't set your expectations super high. You can set them a little bit high, but not super high, because we're just going to have fun is all we're doing here. We're going to give you some information, and some of that information I'm going to give you this third hour is, as a personal injury lawyer, I do want to talk to you about some weird things that I do and I say and I have required in my family that might help you a little bit to keep you safer. Again, you cannot expect complete safety, but I always say I just play the odds. And what do I mean by play the odds? Here's a way, and there's many things, and don't hold me to only these things. There's many ways to be safer when you're out there in the world doing things. And I'm going to bring up a few tips of some things that I do with my family to keep us a little bit safer than normal, that people are going, wow, really? I never thought of that. And you'd be shocked at people that don't think about that. I'm going to try to bring that up this hour. We're going to talk about, an individual flipping off a camera and a lawsuit because of that, and why there's a lawsuit because of that. We're going to talk also about AMC settlement in a stock conversion. Don't forget, what's going on out there right now are all these. And I want to talk a little bit about this. It's off the topic of law, but these AMC and all these movie theaters, what's going to happen to movie theaters? All this streaming going on now, I just don't know how they're going to be alive and running a business. And I'm not trying to knock them. In the future, I get it before when you'd go to home and it was exciting because you had a 25-inch TV. There's 100-inch TVs now that, or not just that, but, large screens that the graphics are really good and the surround sounds better and better and better every year in your own home. So I think it's more and more people are going, what? I'm going to stay at home and I'm going to live stream it and I'm going to watch it on my 85, 95 inch big screen TV. Do you remember that, you guys? I remember 30 inches was big. And when I built my house in 2001, I built the actual, how your cabinets you make? We made the cabinet for our TV, and it was like massive, 55 inches wide. We had to tear the cabinet out. Do you guys, Todd, seriously, how big is your big screen TV?
Oh, it's probably a 55-inch. If I watch most of the time, though, I watch movies on my iPhone.
But still, 55, and that's like, that used to be like you had the biggest one in the country with 55-inch. Denise, you have a 55-inch TV?
That's just such a man thing.
Oh, does Mike? What's Mike have?
Michael has it's a big one.
It's the one of the big ones. So yeah. I got like a 75-inch TV.
But, here's the thing. I get all of that here, everything that you're saying. However, there is also the movie theater going experience. We need a night out. How many times people say, I want to be out of the house, want to get away from the kids, leave them home, I want to do this, you want to take somebody on a date. There's that experience that goes on. I get you that I think they're going to have to re-arc the cards on their business model and what is viable moving forward, but there's still that desire to get out.
Well, here's two responses to that. Number one, send the kids to the movies and you stay at home.
But you still need movie theaters to do that.
John, I know, that's what I'm saying. Johnny, you take little baby Emma, age two, to the movie theaters. Or you do the second thing, which they're doing now, Studio Movie Grill. They have actual dinners. And I'm not talking like, you know, chicken strips. They have full-blown dinners at this facility that you can order while you're eat dinner while you're watching the movie. So that's a smart thing to do. But anyway, so we're going to talk about that, what's going on, because they're struggling. This AMC's struggling, and there's fights over how they're going to reassess their stockholders and try to get a little bit more money in the coffers. Then we're going to talk about, we're going to follow up on the Utah woman poisoning case. We're going to discuss that. Lori Vallow, the latest with her. We're going to discuss that. We're talking about, we might talk about, Denise has got a few issues about, talking about Tiger Woods' ex-girlfriend. Denise is going to talk about another... whose wife is it? Rex Hughes?
Well, he's the guy that just got arrested. He's an accountant.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And for being a serial killer.
That's right. Or alleged serial killer.
Alleged serial killer.
Architect, you mean.
Denise is going to...
Oh, architect. What did I say?
He's accountant.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, you're going to talk about that coming up.
Yeah.
And then Todd's talking about there's some laws against Uber. We're going to talk about that.
I'll give you an update on Kevin Costner's divorce. It's turned ugly.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. But more importantly, Cal, what are we going to do?
We're going to do this about the movie.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
The year is 1937, very much pre-DNA. And William is a very famous movie star. By the way, you tell me who William is, you get an extra point. You don't tell me who it is, I get a point. But this story began 15 years before 1937, when William lived in England. And a woman named Violet Norton became pregnant by a man named Frank, not William, Frank. When she announced to Frank that she was pregnant, he immediately disappeared, went overseas. She claimed she saw him next on the silver screen as William. Now, Violet, who was a little goofy, was convinced that Frank fled to the States, changed his name, and became the biggest movie star known to mankind. Or she made it all up in a ridiculous scam. She moved to Canada, sent out letters to William. He actually sent her one check. And then he said, wait a minute. I did not impregnate this woman. What's going on here? She is a fraud and must be stopped. Yes, I want to know if I have a case or no case. So case... and movie star, and I think, Denise, you get to go first.
I think it's me.
No, it is Fred.
Fred. Go ahead, Fred.
Well,
go ahead.
Okay, let me get a few more, let me ask a few questions. Okay, 1937, did William live, originally was from England?
Yes, that's correct.
Did William have an accent while he was in the United States?
Not on the movies. He may have had one person.
But,
I don't know.
But at the individual, did he ever have an accent that we knew about?
Not that we know of.
Yeah. Did the person do comedy? No. All right. I was going to do the 30 question thing.
I like it.
And then Violet. Now, Violet, I want to make sure I'm clear. Was she in England and claim that that's where he impregnated her in England?
She claimed Frank impregnated her in England, moved to the United States, changed his name to William, and became a
changed his name to William. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. And became the star. And he sent a check and then said, wait a minute, the question is, does he bring a lawsuit or does she bring a lawsuit? Which one?
He said, wait a minute, I shouldn't have sent that check in the first place. This is a fraud and it's got to stop.
Okay, this is not a case, but it's a scenario. It's a scenario. This is not a case. And I'm going to say William is Cary Grant.
All right, fair enough.
All right, we come back. We're going to find out who... Did it go that fast, Cal? Are we already at break?
Yep, segment one already.
Yeah. Wow, that went fast. But you know what? Okay, so we're going to come back. I'm saying it's Cary Grant. We're going to find out the pre-DNA. Now we can find out for sure because guess what? As they get older, they can swab and find out if the relatives are related to other relatives. We'll come back. We'll figure this out.
All right, case or case results and more coming up next right here on Radio Law Talk on this great local station on which you're listening to us and in many cases online. And we welcome you anywhere you listen, and we thank you for doing so. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com.
Can we stop now?
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. @radiolawtalk.com.
.com.
All right, so Cary Grant, I guess, and the no DNA, but this lady from 1937 claims that he impregnated her with a individual, boy, was it a boy or girl? I think it was a boy or
whatever. I think it was a male, but I'm not sure.
Anyway, this baby, and he sent one check, and then after that, he didn't send checks again. He said, hey, I'm going to sue you to give me that check back for fraud. And I said, it's not a case, but it's a scenario, and it's Cary Grant.
Todd, what say you, my friend?
I agree with Fred that it's not a, what the heck? I'll say it is a case. I'll say that he wins. And so it's a case. The dude wins, and the dude is Errol Flynn.
All right. Ooh. Oh, good one. Denise, what do you think about that?
Dang, that's better than my thought.
Oh, your thoughts are good.
Yeah. I think that the lawsuit was a civil harassment lawsuit to keep her away from him. And that he wins. And I thought the guy was Clark Gable.
Really?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, not really. I don't think he's...
Wait a minute. So we've got a Clark Gable. We've got a Errol Flynn.
Errol Flynn.
And Cary Grant.
And a Cary Grant. Those are all good answers, no matter what.
Well, I have some good news, and I have some bad news.
Okay, let's tell us.
Congratulations, Denise Dirks. It is Clark Gable.
Oh, my gosh. You nailed it, girlfriend.
William Clark Gable. His dad, William, by the way, testified in court, and that made it easy for the jury to say, that's not the same guy. So he was not the same guy. But to this moment, in court, she insisted, until she went to jail for a year for her fraud, she insisted that Clark Gable was this guy who got her pregnant. Interestingly enough, those who knew the real Frank Billings said he could pass for Clark Gable anytime.
Wow.
Frank Billings.
Yeah. Do I get two?
You said it wasn't a case.
It wasn't a case. It has to be
but
a case.
Todd said it was a case.
I said it was a case, and he wins.
Well, guess what? If that's the case, you get
Todd,
three
what
points.
Did you guys?
I said it was a case. He wins. I just got the identity wrong.
Okay, so you get two.
I got
Denise gets three, and Fred?
Zero.
Okay,
what was the guy's name? Frank what?
Frank Billings. And the actual guy's name was William Clark Gable, and his father's name was William, so he was a junior. And his dad did show up and testify in court. I got this story, by the way, because I stumbled across that in one of those famous photo archives of Clark Gable with his dad. And I said, wow, he doesn't look like him at all.
Well, that's true. Here it is. Classic Hollywood Clark Gable and his father in a bizarre court case.
Yeah, like you said you came across this in one of those classic archive photo things.
Well, I mean, awesome. I'm always searching.
Cal has the weirdest stuff, apparently, in his bathroom.
Assortment
of stuff in
now,
his
let
bathroom.
Me tell you what happened.
I'd have to have a pretty big library.
Let me tell you, last week, all three were made-up ones. You notice that? And that's why I almost said it was the case. And this week, all three were real scenarios.
Mm.
That was because I was saying, oh, you're making them all up this week. And I think he stumped us.
Yeah, I do. I decided to guess differently this time.
Well,
all right.
All I can say is congratulations, and Fred, in this case.
No points for you.
Oh, yes, I think I'm okay. So at least we're two. I got two this whole day, and Denise, you get two or three?
I'll tell you where everybody is.
No, I'm just saying you got three. Okay, whatever. Let me talk about some safety issues.
Okay, so we'll move on. Go ahead.
All right, let's move on. I'm going to talk about some safety. I believe it was the beginning, the first segment, I can't remember, but we talked about the tree.
Yes.
And the tree breaking, and I was talking about some safety things that people need to, think about. Now, let me tell you, it don't take all of it. There's a lot of safety things I'm not bringing up. Just a few off the top of my head that people, I'm a little shocked about. Number one, when you walk up to the corner of the intersection and you press the button to walk, don't stand there. And then people, they'll stand right on the edge of the road And I always take my family, and even when it's like you're at Disneyland or you're coming from a football game, people are just crowded on that. Don't forget, cars can lose control and just take a whole crowd out. So back off away from the road. And people don't get it. I'm shocked at the amount of people. I see families, dads and moms standing with three little kids on the edge of the road waiting for it to turn green, the walk thing, and the cars are zooming by. I'm like, dudes, get back out of the way. Well, we pressed the walk sign, and we're waiting for the walk sign and being safe. No, you're standing next to the edge of the road. I see that all the time. And that's not all the time, but I see injuries from that. And that's what you got to be careful of. Also, obviously, I bring this up. It depends on the car you drive. No matter what, weight, size, generally speaking, is the better way to go. People always say, my young child is new, 16, just starting to drive. I want them to be able to understand and drive well so they don't get in accidents. So I put them in a little tiny Prius or something. Statistically, they're going to get in an accident, or the odds are they're going to get in an accident. People would get upset all the time because my daughter, when she first was driving, or a couple of my daughters, four-wheel drive Ford F-150 four-door long bed. And she had a few accidents, and it was just minor. I mean, just because it was such a big truck. So I'm not saying everything in every scenario, because they are a little more difficult to drive. And so you told me to get a big truck, and my kid died because or got hurt because it was a difficult one to drive. Well, generally speaking, if they get in accidents, they're going to be a little safer in those. And then there's talk about railroad tracks. Don't pull up next to the person with your rear end up against the railroad tracks or the bars. Give plenty of space when you come up to the railroad tracks. I see people do that all the time. It's like, guys, I've seen this scenario. Anyway, just try to be safe out there. Just think about safety. If a tree looks like it's splitting and it's right there, just don't sit under the tree. We'll be back after this.
And a lot of good advice from Fred Penny, and he ought to know. So that's Radio Law Talk for this segment. We've got much more coming up right here. We're about halfway through. So stay tuned as Radio Law Talk will continue on this great radio show.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News update. It's primary day in South Carolina with voters heading to the polls, IVF becoming a campaign issue. Former President Trump campaigning in South Carolina Friday night, saying he strongly supports in vitro fertilization.
I strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a precious little beautiful baby. I support it.
Vice President Kamala Harris responding, the vice president blaming Trump for Alabama becoming the first state to say that frozen embryos qualify as children under state law. Harris speaking in a video posted online.
Donald Trump says that he wants to protect IVF. Don't get distracted from the facts. He literally is the architect of this entire crisis. What happened in Alabama is a direct result of what happened in the United States Supreme Court.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Boys are weird. Are you serious?
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Oh, sorry. UConn Huskies. Good basketball team, apparently a good soccer team, too. Isn't that right, Todd?
Well, you know, good soccer team in 2014, rather. Because in 2014, the soccer team for the UConn Huskies won the conference championship. And their star midfielder, and the game is covered by ESPN, ESPNU. And after they
won... Oh, nobody's listening then.
Are you serious?
After winning, this individual decides that in her exuberance, she's going to let the nation know that she is number one, but she doesn't use the index finger. She flips off the camera. And then finds out later on that she has been dismissed. Her scholarship has been revoked, and she wasn't subject to any sort of progressive discipline or anything. They just revoked her scholarship a little while after that, and she ended up having to transfer to Hofstra and resume playing there and finish out her collegiate soccer career. But she thought, you know, that's just wrong. They shouldn't have done that. She files a lawsuit against UConn for terminating her, but she waits till 2016 to file it. And the Huskies argued that she had missed the deadline to file by a day. They prevailed on that, and then on appeal it got kicked back down. They said, no, the lawsuit's still good. This just tells you how long it takes these things to get settled. Because here we are, 2013, for an offense that occurred in 2014, filed in 2016, has just been resolved, and the trial court announced the terms of the settlement. After all of that, It has been resolved, and this is who got what.
Go
so the soccer player,
this is best.
Noriana Radwan, receives $46,000, which is the cost to cover the tuition at Hofstra, because she had to pay to go to Hofstra. She lost her scholarship at UConn.
Can I stop you there?
Yes.
Cal, I know we know about this. Have you read this one? Do you know this? Yes or no?
What's the question? Yeah.
Do you know this case or not? Have you heard? Okay, good. He doesn't know it. Ask Cal the question, what he thinks. The rest, who gets paid the rest?
Okay, so $46,000 goes to her. How much money do you think her attorneys got? She got $46,000 to reimburse her for the cost that she incurred to go to Hofstra.
I'm going
to
guess $150,000.
Oh, my gosh.
That's pretty close.
That's pretty close. She got $46,000, and the court agreed with the settlement that awarded the attorneys $162,500.
Yeah, guy won. The attorneys won again.
And the I guess that the losing side had to pay the fees, is that correct?
Well, it's not necessarily. I think UConn at this point was just, you know, at this point we're talking about settling a case for just a little north of $200,000, and most of it's going to go to the attorneys and we'll reimburse her. It just wasn't worth it to continue fighting this after 9 years post-incident.
So a college kid does something stupid, in effect, and then and don't you think colleges would expect kids to do something stupid?
Well, here's the issue, Cal, that came up, and Todd might bring this up. I don't know if I'm stepping over you, but about why the courts held that this settlement is good and why they settled it, generally speaking, was there was ambiguity in the rules and regulations for the students of their appeal and how they appeal, what they appeal, and the instructions were ambiguous, and it basically wasn't clear enough to the students. And they did. UConn says they'll clean that up, right, Todd?
Yes.
Right.
And that's what they did. But that was the issue that the appeals court was saying, you know what, it's kind of ambiguous.
Because it said you have to appeal within 15 days, but did not give a date. That was the ambiguity.
Yeah, 15 days of what?
Of what? Yeah.
They didn't give the actual date that the appeal had to be filed. Wow. So it said within 15 days, and that's ambiguous. 15 days of what?
Yeah.
Right?
15 days of notice to the student that they
15
had
days
been.
From the 15, letter.
15 days from the letter. 15 days from the date the determination has been made, regardless of when the student is notified. It was ambiguous.
Yeah. 15 days from when they were born is what it was.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're going to have your scholarship revoked in 20 years.
15 days from the date she flipped off the camera.
By the way, USA 3, Vietnam 0 today, just in case you're interested in female soccer.
That happened last night.
Yeah, right.
So I know, it was so exciting.
All right.
Well, so that's the UConn case.
I don't know where Hofstra is. I don't know what do they even have. Do they have sports? Are they're in Jersey, or where's Hofstra? Jersey.
I think they're in New Jersey, and right now they're arguing with New York about congested traffic.
Traffic.
About tolls.
Tolls, yes.
All right, Denise, I want to hear from you about Tiger Woods' ex-girlfriend. What's going on there?
Well, she filed two suits against him, arising out of him kicking her out of the house, right? Because she lived with him for a period of time.
6 years or something like that?
Yeah, it was a while. And
tell the listeners, Denise, just back up how he kicked her out.
Oh, this is so brutal.
You remember that? Or Todd, do you want to go around?
Well, I think he kicked her out by her attorney. Yeah, his attorney.
He told her he wanted to end the relationship. She wouldn't leave. And so then he says, hey, let's go on vacation. So she packs her bag to go to vacation. They drive to the airport. He gets out of the car. The attorney gets in and goes, my attorney has something to tell you. We're done. Welcome to Loserville, population U.
Wow.
It wasn't a legal way for him to have done that, quite honestly.
It was not. Not a legal way? Why is that?
Because she resided there. That was her residence. He would have gone through something like a landlord-tenant type of a dispute and gotten her out through that type of mechanism. So, really, she may have had a suit.
May have. It depends on the state. We don't know what the
may
state.
Have.
See,
exactly.
You're thinking California. We don't know what's going on.
It was Florida.
Yeah, I might be easier.
Tried to get her out before.
Maybe easier.
Yeah, I just when I was in law school, they didn't have any classes on how to break up with your client's girlfriend on his behalf. That, that just wasn't covered.
Yeah, it was. It was in mine. It was in mine. Yeah, yes. It was. Okay. It was the professor saying, "You know what happened to me the other day? Dang wife, I was, this is how I did it." Okay, Denise, sorry.
Well, she had previously filed a suit about basically sexual, misconduct or
what?
That he sexually harassed
her.
Oh,
my gosh.
And the court threw it out saying that the claims were vague and threadbare. In other words, there wasn't enough factual basis for it. She was trying to get the non-disclosure agreement overturned, right? So it went up to the Court of Appeals. They denied it, but now she's made another appeal in that same case. Mm-hmm. So suing him for $30 million because he kicked her out of the house and tricked her into getting out of the house, mm-hmm. that case she's dismissed without prejudice, meaning she can bring it again if she wants to, but she's going to finish up that appeal and find out what happens on that appeal.
You know, here, okay, I don't want to marry you. Here's a contract, an agreement. This is what the deal is. You still, it just doesn't matter, man. You just paying lawyers, making all the money.
And then he says, well, let's go on a vacation. Okay. I'm not going to think about the fact that you told me you wanted to break up and want me to move out of the house. Now you say you want to go on a vacation. He must have changed his mind. I watched a bunch of Disney movies last night, and this is our happily ever after. this is Aladdin 5. Jafar sticks it to... Anyway.
You'd be surprised how many people trick their significant other into moving out.
Tell us the Denise some stories.
One way is to say, look... If we want to try to reconcile, it's going to be better if we each live in separate places. We get our own individual counselors, and then we get a marriage counselor. And that way we can work on our own stuff and then try to work on our relationship. And that's used a lot. That's honestly used a lot.
And then the other spouse goes, good, great idea. You move out. I'll stay here in the house.
That doesn't usually happen. It's usually... It's usually the person that wants to keep the marriage together that agrees to move out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why my wife said something about, I got a new place over here. Let's go hang out over there for a while and see how you like it. And I was wondering, it was like a small little apartment, about an 800-square-foot apartment.
And Phil Collins is saying, now you tell me.
All right. Let's see. We've got. Let me talk about AMC theaters. AMC theaters are, and this is basically a quote from what they're saying, then I'm going to get into it when we come back. We're burning cash at an unsustainable rate. They are losing money like crazy, AMC theaters. And that is one of the biggest, or if not the biggest, national theater. And we're going to find out what happens when the judge looks at a settlement in stock conversion case. I'm not going to get details in the stock conversion because that's not our area of law. But the interesting thing is what they're trying to do to save the company, to be honest with you. We'll be back after this.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on many great radio stations coast to coast, and we thank all of them. Many of you are listening also on RadioLawTalk.com, and we thank you for doing that. No matter where you listen, thanks for listening to us here. And email us anytime, info@RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Is this real life? How did that happen?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
All right. The Delaware Court of Chancery sided with the stockholders of AMC to not allow AMC to change up, and the details I don't know of. I know some details. Their stock to apparently help raise $5.1 billion that they have in debt right now to somehow make it so they're having more shares available to sell so they can raise stock. But it would harm the existing preferred shares, which are the shares are like a higher share than the common stock shares. So the common stock shares were going up 69%. And yet the preferred shares were going down 20%. And so it wasn't fair, and there was all these fights about whether they should do this or not. The issue is AMC is trying right now to raise money to get rid of this $5.1 billion debt. Wow. And a lot of it has to do with because of COVID, right? They had to shut down, and these theaters right. are struggling.
It's also because of streaming services.
Right, streaming service, COVID. It's like the perfect storm, and they're basically saying, you know, and these stockholders, you got to be careful because your stock might be worth nothing pretty soon. So the judge rejected the settlement to go ahead and change up the shares, and now they're in the middle of trying to figure out what to do.
Wow.
But an interesting thing is it's now it's sitting in the court of Delaware Court of Chancery. And those of you who don't know what Delaware Court of Chancery is, it's basically where two-thirds of Fortune 500s, approximately, Fortune 500 companies, are filed and incorporated in Delaware. The reason is they have rules that are pro-corporations, but the Delaware Court of Chancery is made up of seven judges, and their terms are 12 years. Just FYI, that's what's going on, and that's who's hearing this case. We'll follow it as time goes on. But Denise, go ahead. You wanted to talk about something.
Well, I wanted to talk about something that occurred pretty recently. They have arrested a suspect that is, they're alleging, is a serial slayer, right? And it was kind of shocking. He's like, he's married, he has a whole family, he has children. He's about 52 years old, and he just lives outside of New York City. And so when this all happened, he's an architect, and when this all happened, it just came as a shock to a bunch of people because it just doesn't feel like this person could possibly be that type of a killer. And now we know that they raided his house. They seized all the family's passports, computers, phones, iPads, everything. And so what has happened currently is that his wife has now gone and filed for divorce.
Did you give a reason for filing for divorce? I'm just curious. Irreconcilable differences?
No, but it's not that way in New York. Remember, New York is kind of that strange kind of a half-breed where if you have irreconcilable differences, you have to be separated for 2 years before. So this one, I'm fairly certain she filed, and it's for cause. Pretty sure.
Can you see her laying there? Dear, I have to drop some bad news. What's that? I think I'm going to leave you. What? Why? Oh, my gosh. Just think of what it'd be like to live with a psycho like that.
Just think about having to, like, perception check yourself and say, how did I not see any red flags,
well,
right?
Well, I said the word psycho. I got to be careful because he's innocent right now until proven guilty. So right. Maybe he isn't psycho. So,
but
right.
To go back to an earlier case, what if she said, honey, we're going on vacation?
Oh, yeah, there we go. Hey, let's talk about really quick Lori Vallow. She's the one that's been found guilty of the death of their children. She's the Idaho woman. Just FYI, update, her sentencing's coming up. Her aunt is going to come and testify against her. We also got the Corey Richens one, which is in Utah, Heber Valley, Utah area. The one that allegedly killed her husband with fentanyl, that's coming up on trial because they just did the preliminary hearing. She is now, as a realtor, being sued for the sale, alleging fraud for the sale of a home in 2020. So now they're probably going, better sue now while we can try to get some money out of her before this thing goes down. So that's what's going on with that one. Denise, you got another, not Denise, I think Todd, you're up.
Yeah.
Trying to get through this as quick as we can.
You ever heard of PAGA, the Private Attorney General Act? Well, essentially what that means is that a private individual can sue on behalf of the state for violations of employment law and other public things if the state isn't going to take action to it, and the person that sues recoups 25% of that. Well, a guy who drove for Uber, despite signing an agreement with Uber Eats that any grievances would be subject to arbitration, decided to sue on behalf of a large number of drivers because they weren't being reimbursed for expenses during the course of employment. And recently, the California Supreme Court sided 9-0 on behalf with the driver, saying, Uber, yeah, you can't force him into arbitration even though he signed an agreement to drive for you where he agreed to that. Well, this is going to set up a huge showdown between the California Supreme Court and the U.S. Supreme Court, who in 2022 ruled that a company can force a large plaintiff action like this into arbitration. We'll see how that pans out. It's going to require Uber to file the appeal first, but looks like California Supreme Court and U.S. Supreme Court are at odds on this issue.
No.
Yes.
Is California at odds with other people?
Shocker, I know.
Well, I mean, that's We went really fast through all the we've nailed. Oh, you got one more, Denise?
I do. I just wanted to say sometimes the people who make the most money are the pettiest. And so what is happening now, Kevin Costner's wife who filed for divorce, she has asked for a dog bed, a blue and white umbrella, like beach umbrella, and a few other things like a salad spinner. Or, I mean, very minor things. And he has put his foot down and is saying no.
The doggy day bed stays at the Costner original house.
I mean, you're going to pay your attorney long, you know, by far more money than you would just pay to replace these items. It's really, sometimes that's the stuff that's not fun.
Well, you've probably seen that in divorce cases you've handled. I know an individual that told me about a couple that literally fought over a chair, and it was close to $5,000 each lawyer charged for the fight over this chair.
Yeah.
And that's what happens.
Yeah, there's some embarrassing things, too. I mean, we had people that fought over their sex toys. We had...
What?
Yeah, oh, yes. That's
we went from doggy chair to...
Now, did they bring them in court and say, this was mine? I mean, how did that work?
Oh. Well, we ended up resolving it by...
Oh, Denise, you're involved in that.
Yeah, that wasn't my case.
But
it was my case, but it was
case.
Not... My personal
name. Okay.
I represented someone. Oh. And we resolved it by having them all in a room, and they picked one, and then the other one picked one, and then we just went every other person.
So here we are at the end of Radio Law Talk, and we're going to end on the S. I don't even want to say the S word right now. We're going to end on the special toys version, but that's Radio Law Talk. We love Radio Law Talk.
It's a jungle gym, Your Honor. I want it!
All right, let's roll, Cal. The most important part of the whole 3 hours is what?
It's what you take away from the big broadcast with our quick takes. Fred, you ready?
Sure. We talked about Taco Tuesday. I never had any idea that it was tied to Taco John's. Clearly, in my opinion, they never used it correctly for good media, social media. So I'm sure when they gave it up, they're like, we're not using it much anyway. So there you go. Just don't use Taco Tuesday with the word S and ends with an L, and they play the football game at the end of the year with this. You just don't use that word.
Oh, got it. All right. Tom Kunin, what is your quick take, my friend?
So New York wants to charge a congestion tax for traffic from New Jersey to New York. I'm waiting for New Jersey to come back and say, all right, we'll see that. And we're putting an embargo on all leopard print exported from our state to yours.
Deal with it. Okay. Denise, what's your quick take?
So we had a quick take. Had a case or no case where we had an unnamed star that was basically being accused of fathering a child with a woman named Violet. And you know what Clark Gable said? Frankly, Violet, I don't give a damn.
And you know, that was such a big controversy when he said that in the movie. Did
awesome.
You know that? That was a big controversy.
Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Frederick Penny, your host. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.